And it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the studio next two guests. It's a busy morning, but very good morning to Susie Kane and Philip Rossiter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kia ora.
Glad you're here.
We're glad we're here too. Thanks for having us along to talk about our show.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I must say it's captured my attention, especially the title. But before we launch into that, do you two perhaps just want to do a brief intro about yourself, Susie?
Oh, great. My name is Susie Kane, and I'm the director of the show, The Nerd by Larry Hsu, coming up at Butterfly Creek Theatre Troupe. Well, I've lived in Wellington now from 2006. Used to live in Wellington City. Moved out to Eastbourne in 2019. My husband and I bought a little cottage that we fixed up, and got involved with Butterfly Creek in 2022, and kind of been involved with them ever since.
Fantastic. And Philip?
Oh, kia ora. I'm Philip Rossiter. I live in Wellington. Best little capital in the world. I have been there now for about 12 years, and but like Susie, I think it's 3 years with Butterfly Creek performing in their plays. It's a great vibe, and I enjoy going out to Eastbourne. It's great stuff.
It's quite special. I've been to quite a few productions at Butterfly Creek, and I love it every time I see something being performed there. Now, you talked about The Nerd, so tell us more about this production.
The Nerd.
Yes.
The Nerd is a play by an American playwright, Larry Hsu. He also wrote The Foreigner. He really only has these two well-known plays because, unfortunately, he was killed in a plane accident.
Oh, dear.
At age 38. And it was a real shame because everyone reckons he would have just gone on to just get better and better, write more and more plays. But his two plays, The Foreigner and The Nerd, are still performed all over the world, even though they were written back in the 1970s. I still think they hold up pretty well today. They're not too dated. They're funny. They're fun to be in. I think Philip will attest to that. They're definitely fun to direct. And so I'm really happy to do this other play. I directed The Foreigner last year for Butterfly Creek. And it was so much fun. I just thought, well, let's do his other show, too.
It's obviously a testament to what he's written because like it's his legacy. It's stood the test of time if it's still current now. So what's the basic plot of The Nerd?
The basic plot, there's a character that Philip plays called Willem, who is an architect living in middle America in Indiana. He has a girlfriend that he's not quite committed to yet. She's looking for him to have a little more commitment and gumption, as she calls it. Then in the midst of all of this, a man who saved his life during the Vietnam War shows up, phones him, and says, "I'm on my way." And so he arrives at his house, and, of course, he welcomes him and says he would do anything for him. And the guy turns out to be the nerd, the titular character, and he's an oafish, buffoonish, everything he touches turns to, you know, wah. And everything he does goes wrong. And basically the rest of the play is figuring out how to get rid of him without hurting his feelings.
Oh, wow.
How to make him leave.
Sounds like a very fun play to be a part of. Would you agree, Philip?
Oh, yes. It's a very funny play. It's a laugh-out-loud kind of fun.
Yes.
It's fun to be in, and there's a lot of physical comedy, which is fun. And it's fun because it's got a great cast. I've worked with them all.
So how big is the cast?
Seven. Cast of seven, yeah. Philip even gets to almost turn into a pig on stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Almost. Yeah, turn into a pig.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we won't say anymore.
No, you don't want to give out too much away.
No. There's a cast of seven. We do have a Freddie Thompson, who is a young man. I think he's 9 years old, has a role in it. And when he came to the auditions, he absolutely nailed it. He was so funny. He was so spot on. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, he absolutely is the character of Thor. Thor Waldegrave is the character he's playing. And it's really different acting with kids. It's fun, though. It's really cool to see them They're kind of fearless, you know. They get out there and they're not afraid, you know. I told them, I said, okay, one of the things you have to do is really run across the stage and scream really loud. And let me tell you, he got it the first go.
No, what's the word? Inhibitions.
No inhibitions at all. But he's great. And we've got Philip, and there's the character that is his girlfriend, and then his best friend, and then the character of the nerd, and then Thor's parents, the Waldegraves. And so it rounds it out to seven.
I guess as a director, because I haven't been one before, as your, what's the word, finding people, what's the word?
Audition.
Thank you. Yeah. The word just escaped from my head.
That's all right.
When you audition, you obviously have a vision in your head with who you want people to be doing particular characters, and does it just fall into place?
Well, you do have an ideal cast in your mind, I guess you would, but I think you have to be really open to who shows up, number one, to the auditions. And because out there at Butterfly Creek, we know a lot of the actors who come along again and again. Sometimes if we don't get a full cast when we audition, we can shoulder tap people and think, oh, they'd be great for that part, and
right,
ask them to come along to the audition. But yeah, you do. But I think you also have to be open, because sometimes people really will surprise you at an audition. They'll come along and you'll think, oh, they're not going to be right for that part. But then they are. They absolutely make it their own.
Wow. So You could be surprised. Is what
oh,
you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And I guess it's that vibe as a cast, do you sort of learn each other's quirks and run with it? Because do you have to do a bit of mind reading from time to time?
What do you think, Philip?
Yeah, how is it as an actor?
Well, the advantage in this play is that I've worked with all the other actors apart from Freddie. I've worked with them all before in other productions, so you pretty much, you do get to know other people and the way they work, the way you work with them. And some of it is kind of intuitive. It's often quite a relief. Oh, yeah, I know that person. I know that they're good. I know I work well with them. And when you've got a cast that's all working hard, because this is an ensemble piece, everyone's working together. There's lots of dialogue. There's lots of scenes with so many characters in it, and when you've got other people that you know are really going to give it their all, it's a relief at first, and it's a joy when it's happening.
Yeah, it is a real ensemble piece, and they're all working well together. There's a lot of overlapping dialogue. They're pretty much all out there on stage together the whole time. I mean, the four characters definitely are, and the other three come and go, but yeah, it is fun. It is fun. I love the rehearsal process. I love watching them develop and come up with their characters and come up with ideas and try different things. I mean, that's what the rehearsal is all about, just to try different things and see what's going to work best.
You're on the Hut Weekend. We're just going to have a short break, and we'll continue our chat with Susie and Philip right after this break.
These school holidays, adventure awaits on Jackson Street. The Jackson Street program presents the Jackson Street Quest. From 10 a.m. till 3:30 p.m, kids can take on a raft of fun-filled tasks, starting at Mango Interiors, 251 Jackson Street, for their instructions. The best part? It's absolutely free. Complete the quest and go in the draw for an awesome bag of goodies. So grab your map, gather your crew, and set out on the Jackson Street Quest. The fun's on us. Jackson Street, Wellington's premier shopping precinct.
Good vibes, great times, epic fun. The Photonic Club for everyone.
It's my club.
My club.
And my club. The Petorni Club.
There's something for everyone.
Become a member today.
And enjoy the benefits.
From snooker.
To yoga. To quiz night.
Bistro lunch or dinner.
And a cool kids zone.
PetorniClub.co.nz.
For more info.
Good vibes, great times, and big fun. The Petorni Club for everyone.
Hot City FM Community Notice Board.
The Artists and Craft Market provides local opportunities for you to support local creators. Crafts include artwork, jewellery, teas, candles, clothing, and lots more. The Artists and Craft Market locations include the Dowse Square, the Town Hall in Lower Hutt, the War Memorial Community Hall in Wainuiomata and Whariwaka Event Centre on the waterfront, right next to the boat shed. For further information, go online to artisancraftmarket.co.nz or search Artisan Craft Market on Facebook and Instagram. Artisan Craft Market, the market for people who love to support local.
You can promote your community event for free here at Hutt City FM. Tell us about your event, what, when and where and how much via email. HuttCityFM@gmail.com and we'll get it on our community notice board. Hutt City FM.
Live and local, that's Duffy with Warwick Avenue. It's 10:29 and we're having a great chat with director Susie Kane and actor Philip Rossiter from Butterfly Creek Theatre Troupe all about the upcoming production called The Nerd by Larry Hsu. Now, we've been having a great chat off air and you talked about there's an accent that you've needed to practice, Philip.
Yes, I it's the third play where I've had to be an American.
And how's it feeling?
Well, I seem to convince people, because the last time I did an American accent, there was an American actress in the play, and I fooled her completely.
Oh, fantastic.
So I seem to do it very well. The challenge is that when you do an accent, you do it from your throat, and you're needing to project your voice from your chest, you know, to use your lung capacity. So it can be difficult to project your voice and be loud enough. But I seem to have overcome that somehow.
I'm there to monitor them there as well. I can pull them up on their accent.
You'll say, hey, what's going on here?
Yes.
All right, we talked about perhaps, did you want to give some dialogue a bit of a go on air without giving away anything?
Oh,
without giving away anything. Well, yes.
You can do a bit of your little monologue if you want.
My little monologue. It's not a little
monologue.
It's a big monologue. Well, he follows me everywhere. He seems to have unlimited time, unlimited funds. His brother Bob's credit cards, I guess. The other day, I don't know if I can even talk about this, I was going on a commuter flight to St. Louis. That's where they're building the outside elevator for the Regency Hotel, and Rick wanted to come along. I said it wouldn't be much fun, but he wanted to come along with me, so there he was, sitting next to me on that plane, a DC-8, I think. He bought a little pilot's hat from the airport. He was reading a bound copy of Red Book, and suddenly the plane starts shaking, and the seatbelt light comes on. Everybody's getting nervous, you know, and everything. So what does Rick do? He stands up in the middle of the aisle and shouts, urinate, urinate, or your kidneys will explode. Is that enough for you?
Oh, I just stopped laughing. Well done.
It's so fun. It is very funny, as you can tell.
Just thinking, how do you give him the flick, is what I was thinking.
Oh, no, not giving away anything.
No, you have to come and see it. All right, so when does the production start?
We open this coming Thursday, the 10th of July, and it runs 10, 11, and 12. Then the following Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which would be the 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's at 7:30 p.m. You can buy tickets via Humanitix or on the door at the night. Just rock up. Because we're not doing it in a small space, we can add extra seats in if we need be.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, great to get your tickets ahead if you want. And if you do come on opening night, we have complimentary bubbles.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
A complimentary glass. So great time to come and see the show.
Fantastic. Anything else you'd like to add? Just come see it.
Yeah, just come see it. I think, you know, it's a great time to come and have a laugh in the middle of winter when everybody's feeling low and cold and wet and gloomy. It's great to come along and have a good time and have a great laugh.
Do you find that the regulars who come to Butterfly Creek, how do you get it out there for like new people who perhaps aren't?
Introducing them to theater. I mean, we rely a lot on the cast members to, you know, get their friends and relatives to come along, of course, and we do Facebook, and you know, we've got posters up all over town. We've had an article in the Eastbourne Herald, and you know, we're on your show now. It is hard. It's hard to, but I think there are a lot of theater goers throughout the region who go to all the different ones. I know you were talking about during the break going to all the different little theaters and seeing the shows that are up. So we do get a pretty loyal audience, but it is great to have new people to come along. And actually, anybody who's interested in acting or doing anything backstage or joining our little troupe, we always welcome that.
Fantastic. I can imagine there'd be a lot of great fun, and perhaps people that don't want to necessarily be acting, they could be doing the behind-the-scenes
set
work.
Wendy is our production manager, and she is absolutely amazing. She does everything, seemingly, doesn't it? She gathers up all the props. She gets the set dressing, you know, the furniture for the set. She organizes posters. I don't even know what else she does. She does everything. It's just, I think without her, we would be sunk. So thank you, Wendy, if you're listening.
Thank you, Wendy.
She puts up with actors' annoying questions because suddenly we can't find our props. And Wendy,
and she's
Wendy.
So good.
And Wendy
she's
just so says, good. Oh, it's over there.
But she really seems to love it, too. She does an excellent job. But, yeah, you can get involved backstage, costumes, props, set.
Can you talk about the set or is that top secret?
The set.
Yes.
Oh, no, the set's it's really great. Colin has done a great build of the set and design. It's very retro looking. It looks very 1970s.
Okay.
And it looks very masculine. It's meant to be Willem's apartment, and it achieves that. It does. Oh, one funny thing about the set is Colin made a couple of Mondrian-esque paintings to go on the set, and we're going to raffle them off at the end. So if you want one of those paintings, you can come along and make a bid for one of those paintings that he made,
oh,
which
wow.
is really nice. And so the set looks great. Really happy with the set and the lighting and the sound. There's a pretty intricate soundscape to this show because there's a lot of dialogue that comes through the phone answering machine. Do you remember those? You're probably too young.
No, I do.
There used to be these very, you know, like gigantic box answering machines with a tape in them and everything, and you had to wind it back to hear everything. So that's part of the dialogue and on stage. Willem listens to his messages a lot when he comes in. So it's
a lot.
It's a funny, it's a funny part of the dialogue, but it's definitely a throwback to that time, to 1979.
Well, Susie Kane and Philip Roster, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure having you both in the studio, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the production. I'm hoping to be there on opening night.
Oh, great. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks so much
for having us with you.
Oh, absolute pleasure.
Really
we love to support community theatre here, so thank you so much.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.